Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. Happy, happy post-days. Some of the holidays. Christmas is over, and Boxing Day was yesterday, and I'll jump right in with my tuning in chant. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient divine infinite wisdom that's within me, it's within everyone, and it's all around us, and we are all connected. Sometimes we just have to open our eyes and open our hearts and pause for a second and listen. And I've been saying this a lot lately, that we're in this very speeded up world right now. Things just seem to happen so fast, and we seem to have less and less time to do things. And I think a lot of it is it's easy to get caught up in that speedy, fast energy, so then it feels like we don't have enough time. This is what happens to me, at least. And so then we just feel rushed and a little crazy. And so I've just been getting really strongly to just kind of go second by second and pause, you know. Take a few seconds and just pause, you know, when you're laying in bed. Think to yourself, I'm awake. Have a moment of gratitude, have a moment of joy, have a moment of what would bring me joy, you know. Maybe it's wiggling your toes, maybe it's stretching yourself, your legs, your arms, maybe it's just laying there for a few moments, just pondering what your day looks like, your next few seconds look like. Anyway, there you go, you just pause for a moment. Then, you know, maybe while you're brushing your teeth, you're brushing your teeth, but you're just having a little moment of, oh, yeah, I'm so grateful I have all my teeth. whatever it is, it's just pausing for a second, you know, a few seconds here and there, and just kind of taking stock and figuring out, you know, what is the thing that will bring me the most joy. And it can be really challenging at Christmas holiday times when you're with all and, you know, maybe there's expectations of needing to do things for the family, or the family expects you, or maybe you've always done certain things, and so then the family expects you. And then I know what happens with me is I put a lot of expectations on myself, and so part of me is learning, okay, what can I do to take care of myself? What can I do to be very mindful in each moment? And my dear friend and mentor, Michael J. Lincoln, a.k.a. Narayan Singh, who passed a couple months ago,
you mentioned, always used to say, serve the server first or there will be no one to serve. So in other words, you know, what is it that you need to do? And so I found that over this last holiday season that sometimes I needed to go to bed a little earlier, and I wouldn't always go to sleep. I'd just read, or I'd just, dink around a little bit in my room, and that just felt important to me to have that little bit of time. As many of you may know already, we're just in this little bit of a pressure, feels like a little bit of a pressure cooker with my husband's lovely parents who are, you know, basically they're at end of life. They're 96 and 97, and Jim's dad seems to be kind of feeling not himself. He really can't move on his own. He can't stand up anymore. He just seems kind of less interested in the world, which is really unlike him. And but we've had all the beautiful nieces and nephews, the grandkids, the great-grandkids, and everybody's been here, almost everybody, and it's been really lovely. We missed our couple people, Zach and Anna and Daniel, and their new baby, Emmett. But overall, it's been a really lovely, connected time. At times, you feel quite frenetic, you know, like, oh, I've got to talk to everybody. But we played our usual annual dictionary game, which we just get in great hysterics and laughter and silliness. And so that was super fun and super, really therapeutic and lovely. And then yesterday afternoon, I had a really fabulous couple hours playing with my great nephew Milo, who's going to turn 6 in January, and we had so much fun. Oh my gosh, we played the game Trouble, and we had finger puppets, and we're acting things out, and anyway, it was just a fabulous, fabulous fun time. And so anyway, you know, you just grab those moments and really enjoy. I know that with the election and our new president, it's been really, really challenging because it's so easy for my brain, I'm sure for many of our brains, to just think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen with this new president? Because it just looks like it could be dire. And so one of the things it's done for me, because frankly, we don't exactly know what's going to happen. We just don't. So one of the things it's done for me is to make me very, very, very present, because I get pretty freaked out if I start thinking about it too much. So it's kind of like, okay, well, that's an interesting benefit of our election. It's making me very present and being here now, you could say, and has been said. So that's interesting to me. And, oh, the angels are saying to go ahead and do the chant for miracles right now, because I think so many people feel like we need a miracle. Also, they're talking about this is a huge healing crisis, really of epic proportions. It's kind of really the result of a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of meditation and love and cultivation. To get to this place where we are now, and the appearance is deceiving. They want us to really, really understand the appearance is very deceiving of what is the new presidency and all that. So they say, hang in there, do what calls you for love, do what calls you for joy, do what calls you for activism and that kind of thing. So anyway, I'll do the tuning in chat and we'll see what else they have to say. I mean, excuse me, not the tuning in chant, the chant for miracles. Dun dun ram das guru, jinasidya tenesavadiya, puri hoe karamat, opposite of jinahare dharia, sikhi ate sangati, parabrahma karana masakariya, atala ata hoto letu, tera antanapara bariya, jini tu sevia bokara, se tu depara utariya. Lava loba kama krodha maho marakade tu disapara varia. Dana sotera tanahe sachatera pesa karia. Nanakatu lehenatu he guru amaratu vicharia. Guru ditata mana sadaria. Guru ditata mana sadaria. They're telling me to right away do a chant for protection. And they want me to talk more about that. So this is a chant that traditionally we've always done this, at least Sikhs or Kundalini yoga people, as we would get in the car and you do this chant. And I, whenever I'm on an airplane or a bus or something like that, I do this chant. And sometimes I even do it when we're out on our bicycles to just as protection. And they're saying that right now the world feels like that, like we need a miracle and we need some protection for ourselves. So, okay, that's what they're saying for right now. Adgure name, Jugadgure name, Satgure name, Siddhi Guru Deva name. Adgure name, Jugadgure name, Satgure name, Siddhi Guru Deva name. Adgure name, Jugadgure name, Satgure name, Siddhi Guru Deva name. So, okay, this is interesting. This is kind of new. When my dear mentor and really best friend, one of my best friends, Michael J. Lincoln, a.k.a. Narayan Singh, passed, he came to me immediately
in his new dimension, and he was hanging out with Archangel Michael, who was just his really beloved. Archangel Michael called him his buddy, called Michael Lincoln his buddy. And so as soon as Michael J. Lincoln passed, he went to be with Archangel Michael. And to me, they call themselves the M&Ms, which we all get into little fits of giggles about. And so Michael J. Lincoln, I talked to him once or twice a week for kind of off and on through for 40 years. And so I really miss being able to call him up and talk to him. And he's told me that I will get used to talking to him in the new way. And I am. I'm getting more used to it. But they're chiming in saying they have a message. And so that's why I say this is the first time this has happened. He's kind of become like one of my guides in a different plane of existence. So let's see what they have to say. They say, oh, beloveds, I mean, oh, silly ones. We think that we are all, and they're including themselves, are very silly at times. And they say, we want all of us to cultivate more silly. A.K.A. Sadhu talks a lot about finding the joy and wallowing in the joy and gratitude. And we find that to be most, most important and very important for all to do that. Find what brings you joy. But they're saying cultivate the silly also. The silly, they're showing that it's like tickling our funny bone. The silly can really tickle our funny bone. And what it does is it lifts us out of ourselves. We get in that state of silly. So think about when you're playing with a kid, and they're saying, think about yesterday when I played with Milo, my great nephew, and how we just got in the fits of giggles about things being very silly. So they want the message, a very, very clear message coming from the M&Ms, cultivate your silly. And that's basically all they have to say for now, but just know that I see them rolling around on the floor, holding their stomachs, giggling with gleeful joy and feeling very, very silly and happy. And they're saying, hang in there. Life is good. Don't just trust those appearances. And they say now they're going to talk in bumper stickers. Don't believe everything you think. So, and they want us to know they love us very, very much. So thank you, M&Ms. We so appreciate that. And that's very fun. That's the first time I've gotten a message on my radio show from the M&Ms. Super fun. Anyway, let's see. We have about 2 minutes left. Gosh, just with these holiday times, it can be so intense. The energy can be so intense that I know in my particular situation, because I'm so empathic, I am an empath and highly sensitive, I pick up on energy all around me and I'm feeling, you know, the very intense, sad and kind of a frenetic energy of my one of my sisters-in-law, and I'm feeling, you know, other kind of almost depressed energy from other members of the family, and so I'm finding that I have to, I basically just kind of focus on enveloping all of us in love, and at times I have to really notice whether this is my energy. I have to ask, you know, is this my energy and my guides? I would say 99.99% of the time now are saying no. And so then I just say transmute, because that appears to be one of my new roles in and one of my gifts, that I help transmute energy. Otherwise, they say that it would be quite overwhelming for everyone. So I have asked to serve. I am here. I like to. I hear that prayer a lot from St. Francis, O Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. And so that's what's been coming to me lately. So anyway, I feel so, so blessed to be here. It's been pretty intense, but it's also been fabulous and lovely. And there's been some really beautiful times with the family and very loving and very silly. Very silly and very fun and beautiful. So
Anyway, the lady just told me that I just have a couple seconds left, and I'm so delighted to be here with you, to be here now, being second by second. And I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day, and I love you all very much. Thanks for joining me.